President of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, says ECOWAS is happy with the gains made in Mali and Guinea-Bissau and the need for a concerted effort to ensure fresh elections are held in the two countries later this year. In an interview, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, said the two positions that Ghana has been given are strategic, saying the authority of heads of state expressed satisfaction with the level of GDP growth in the sub-region.
I'm also pleased with the efforts of the leadership of Mali to maintain the election date in spite of the challenges that face them. They also reviewed the situation in Guinea-Bissau and the transition that is ongoing there. They are also pleased with the measures that have been taken. They had a recall on the international community to lift the sanctions on Guinea-Bissau. They also look at the economic performance of the sub-region and generally express satisfaction with the levels of GDP growth across the region, which averaged 7%. Satisfied with the commitment that has been expressed, that was the Abidjan-Lagos highway. Some commission posts were shared, and Ghana has been given a post of the Commissioner for General Administration and Conferences, and then also Ghana was given the post of Deputy Director General of GIABA, which is the Intergovernmental Action Group Against Money Laundering in West Africa. So those are the posts that were given to Ghana. But the GIABA is an agency established to deal with the issues of money laundering. Later on, they've added matters relating to terrorism and etc. to the mandate of the body.
Now, meanwhile, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, said President Mahama, among other issues, is opposed to the proposal to increase the ECOWAS levy on the grounds that it will increase cost of import into the country.
Today, they took a number of positions during the closed door sessions. There was a proposal to increase the ECOWAS levy, and His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama, among other leaders, opposed the move to increase the ECOWAS levy on the grounds that it would increase the cost of imports and etc. into the country. His Excellency yesterday also urged the ECOWAS members to pay particular attention to the efforts to harness the potentials in the sub-region for generating adequate energy for the use of member countries to accelerate the industrial development of those countries. He underscored the point that our potential to attract adequate investments into our various economies will also depend on the stock of energy supply that investors will need to be able to carry out whatever investments that they will be involved in. And a number of issues were discussed. One was His Excellency the President urged the Authority of Heads of State to speed up the process of the harmonization of the agreement on the external tariffs, because that is needed for us to be able to conclude an economic partnership agreement negotiation with the EU.
That was the Minister for Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayariga.